When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
27 minutes to 8 on SEN SA Breakfast. Tomorrow morning, Bix, we are going to be speaking to Dylan Buckley from not only the Dylan Friends podcast, former AFL player, former Giant, former Blue, but also he's an ambassador for LIV Golf. So we're getting very excited about that. In the meantime, Sam Palpepper will join us in the next 15 minutes. And then brand new WNBA recruit, Izzy Borlase, young 19-year-old South Australian, which we love this story. Very talented family with a brother at the Crows. And then, of course, a Port Adelaide family too. So that's a brilliant story. We will chat to Izzy very soon. On the text line, 0427 154 166. A few texts coming in. This is from Bill. Bix, look in your own backyard. Lachie Murphy's been milking free kicks his whole career. Mm-hmm. Come on, mate. See, this is what happens. As soon as you throw out an accusation about a Port player, the Port fans fire up. And called Port Adelaide the little brother of the Crows last year.
This is just a specific nuance where we're talking around players that get tackled into the ground, and Josh Dunkley put it on the agenda by saying players are milking it. I thought Jake Lever made the most of it in terms of how he flopped when he hit the ground. There was a game here that Port Adelaide played. It was a night game. I can't remember. It was this year, but I just felt that Connor Rosie got tackled and it looked like he overplayed it a little bit, and it looked like he laid down and sort of looked like he was really injured for a second. Then the whistle blew, then he popped back up and he got a free kick in front of goal. Now, once again, I'm saying this is that's the only other example from Lever that I can remember specifically who the player was. But I see this is happening more and more now, and I don't like it.
This happens in every sport too. If you have a look in the world game, if a player, like in the Adelaide United game last night, a player has their shirt briefly held onto, they drop straight away because they know that the referee is going to give them a free.
There's players put a little bit of mayo on it in the world game. Is that what you're saying?
Happens in basketball as well when players are trying to win fouls. But it happens in every sport. And I think then it's not just the player's responsibility. It's also the umpire's responsibility to call it out.
But how
they're testing him.
But here's the thing. Let's look at Jack Ginnivan. So people saying, call him out, and then they don't pay free kicks, and then it's saying, poor old Jack doesn't get a free kick.
Yeah, well, the umpires aren't going to win either way, are they, really?
That's the thing.
And unless you stop the game every 5 seconds. Like, they had two VARs last night to check out penalties for Adelaide United. Unless you're going to stop the game and have all these reviews, if you want a free-flowing game, these things are going to happen.
It's not easy, and it's every sport.
Yes. Glenn in Salisbury Heights said that Charlie got off because it was Jake Lever. So I've cleaned that up for you a little bit, Glenn in Salisbury Heights. But thank you very much for the text. Okay. ace@transport.au. Don't just send it. Let's do this. Mark Bickley, what do you think is ace this morning on this Wednesday, the 17th of April?
Well, I'm really liking a new Guernsey that Adelaide released last night. It's an Anzac Guernsey, and it's a slight variation on the Crows hoops. It's more of a chevron rather than hoops, which we've been discussing this morning. And it's got a silhouette of a soldier playing the last post, a bugler, up to his mouth. And also the colour scheme starts at a bright yellow down the bottom, and it sort of transitions into a sort of an orangey red at the top, which is looks like the going down of the sun, sort of what we associate with Anzac Day. So there's a picture in the Advertiser today, and there's also, if you go to the Adelaide Crows website, there's a photo on the front page there. So it's on Page 53 of the Advertiser. It went on sale last night, sold out within, well, within an hour, all the Guernseys were sold. So looks to be fairly well received by Adelaide fans.
The other thing the Crows have done is gifted all RSL clubs in South Australia with a Guernsey signed by a selection of AFL-listed players, which can be used for display or to assist fundraising efforts. I'm really thankful that there was one less than a particular number of RSL clubs in South Australia, because they, it could have been the ultimate troll from the Crows, because they've gifted all 118 RSL clubs in South Australia. So that would have been very, very awkward. The Anzac Guernsey is an interesting one, Bix, because I know I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to this kind of stuff. I don't think they should be retailed. I feel that raising money for the Anzac Appeal is a brilliant cause, but I don't think we should be able to walk into a club store and buy them. I don't know. And also,
why not?
I might be overthinking it, but you also turn the Guernsey around on the back, and they've got their big sponsor on the back. I feel that something like this, it's so special to Australia. Perhaps we don't have sponsors on the Guernsey for that particular game, and we just have the Anzac Appeal thing. I know that's not a commercial reality, but do you reckon these conversations are happening?
I don't know. I'm not involved at a high enough level to be able to understand that. I know most clubs have an Anzac Guernsey.
Yep.
And I think I would assume most clubs will have their sponsorship on it.
Yeah, all of them will. That's a reality. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I think that might add to it if it was just pure like that.
All I'd say is that if this is an opportunity for us to celebrate our Anzacs and it's done in the right way, I just feel like it's another opportunity for us to tell a story, to bring a generation along for the ride, to say, you know, for a – an 8 or a 9 year old to say, hey, what's that guy playing the bugle for? What's that all about? And for us to be able to talk about our Anzacs and what they did for us and what it means to us. I can only see it as a positive.
It's the first time the Crows have created an Anzac Guernsey, and their team should be commended because they work really hard behind the scenes. And I think like the past couple of years, they've done really well with their Guernseys. Their away strip this year, the gather round one. So they're pretty good in the marketing department.
The other thing which is interesting is it's always been, I don't know if it's an unwritten sort of agreement between the two clubs. Port Adelaide has always had Anzac Day home, and the Crows have always had Sir Doug Nicholls round. So this is the first time Adelaide have ventured into this space around sort of looking to commemorate Anzac Day. I wonder if they might now start to say, hey, we wouldn't mind having an Anzac Day clash here in Adelaide for our home game. So that'll be interesting just to keep an eye on in the coming years.
I think we'll be on next Anzac Day as well, next Thursday.
Hmm. Public holiday?
No one can see you wink. But there's a camera that's just got you doing that. Every day's a public holiday for you, mate. A few texts flying in on 0427 154 166. Don't forget, aceattransport.au. Don't just send it. Ace at any size parcel, vehicle, destination. Head to aceattransport.au.
Yeah, Dean from Beverly says, morning, boys. I'm a huge Port and Rosie fan, and I agree with you, Bix. The Rosie free in front of goals came to my mind first as well. So thank you, Dean.
Okay, well then there's another one that Costa says, basically Bix is saying there's a culture of faking contact, simulation of head-high free kicks, and it's rife throughout the Port Power Football Club led by the captain. I agree with him. That's from Costa. Ian also disagrees with you.
Very loose paraphrase there.
Bix, the Rosie free kick you're referring to was against Melbourne. If you watch again, Rosie was clearly caught high, definitely a free.
No. This was one where he was lifted off the ground and tackled, and when he hit the ground, it looked like he was seriously injured. Then the whistle blew and he just sort of bounced up.
There's a question, why haven't you spoken about Sam Berry?
Crow Berry is one of the worst divers. Why not mention that? Well, we're talking about a very specific here incidence, which is what Josh Dunkley put on the table when he was interviewed last night and said that players are milking the dangerous tackle free. They're flopping and throwing their heads around. They're making out they're injured, and if the whistle blows, they bounce straight back up. And that was, I think it was a thinly veiled crack at Jake Lever
and
the Charlie Cameron report.
Ben says, shouldn't be monetizing fallen soldiers. Maybe the Crows should sell their heritage Guernsey. Oh, wait. I think it's banter from Ben.
What about Anzac biscuits?
Pardon?
Says people shouldn't be monetizing fallen soldiers.
I love Anzac biscuits, by the way.
Mm.
I don't understand your point, though.
Well, isn't that Arnott's monetizing the word Anzac to, and it's the same thing, is it not?
Mm.
I think there's a bit of a blue that's sort of broken out because they're not making Anzac biscuits this year. They used to have a commemorative tin they were brought in. I was reading it in the paper the other day. But anyway, another story.
Yep, we're going to go to Sam Powell Pepper in a moment. If you want us to ask anything on your behalf, 0427 154 166. It's SEN and we're going for 21 degrees today.